Random House Audio presents The King's Mistress by Emma Campion, read for you by Donata Peters. Book One. An Innocent Encounters the World. Chapter One. Recht as our first letter is now an A, in beauty first so stood she matchless. Her goodly looking gladded all the press. Nas never yet seen a thing to been praised dare, nor on the clue the black so bricht a stare. Geoffrey Chaucer, Troilus and Crusade, Book 1, lines 171-75. When had I a choice to be other than I was? Should I have been more selfish, more stubborn, more rebellious? Have I been too compliant? Too quick to give the men in my life what they thought they wanted. Am I a fallen woman, or am I an obedient handmaiden? As a female, I was acceptable only as a virginal daughter, a wife, or a widow, unless, of course, I took vows. I have been all three, daughter, wife, widow, and one other, mistress. My lover is now long dead, and I sense death drawing near for me. I write this for my children, praying that they might understand. I began my life in a quite acceptable fashion, but the royal family laid such snares in my path that those who would throw the first stone are certain that I can never right myself even now. Yet when had I a choice to be other than I was? This is the argument of my life. 1355. During the week, our parish church of St. Anton Inn on Watling Street, east of St. Paul's.